Y'all know what time it is. Chef Mac B. You can catch me on IG under Max Smoky Barbecue. And you're listening to another session of our Grill and Chill podcast. Today's drink for today, let's just say I got a cold one with the slushy on y'all. So you know the temperature right. Sitting out here, it's about 7:40. I got the smoker going up in smoke, it's on clouds. Feeling a little baby backs today. So I got two slabs of baby backs on. It's the weekend. For those who work, those who recognize the holiday, it's a 3-day weekend for most. It being Memorial Day weekend. So what do you do when you have a extra day off for the weekend? You grill and chill, of course. So with all that being said and done, what's everybody's plans for the weekend? Me, on the other hand, you know, I eat, sleep, crap, barbecue. I'm rolling solo right now, waiting for the folks to come on out. Some said they're going to swing by, some don't. If not, hey, Sunday, we getting it in, and we off Monday. So, you know, Saturday, Sunday, anything goes. Monday, got to lay back, relax, play catch up, because Tuesday, when you go back into work, you ain't trying to go back in there dragging and slugging. I'm just saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So what I got on my smoker today. So for a lot of you that follow me on IG, a lot of y'all that know me, family, friends, coworkers, so on and so on, y'all know off the rip what I'm getting down this weekend. Today is something like I posted on my post earlier for those that follow me again. You know, my boss turned me on to something called pepper jelly. What's that? Let me explain. So picture a fusion of a fruit as far as a jelly or jam form mixed with one of your favorite spicy peppers. Bam, sweet heat. That's all I can say is just straight sweet heat. So he has smoked a ham. He bought it from a local spot. Most of y'all probably know about Honey Baked Ham. I ain't gonna lie, I had a chance to get an interview with Honey Baked Ham because I wanted to do my thing in there. I tasted their stuff. I know what the ham is about, but I seen how it was done. Of course, they torched their hams, they smoked them things, but my boss happened to double smoke it. So it was already smoked. He smoked it again. He threw a pepper jam on that thing. He threw some of that meat church rub on there. Bruh, girl, dude. Some of the best ham I've ever had. Made me go and smoke me a ham. So, with that being said again, I made a strawberry pepper jam. There's a lot of things that go into making your own pepper jam for an easy, simple way. Your favorite jelly, for example, what has everything that you may need in there for pepper jelly, just for the basis. I use the strawberry jam. Of course, I have my crushed red peppers. I put a hint of minced garlic in there. I threw my dry rub in there. I threw crushed red pepper in there. And depending on the amount of heat you want in your pepper jam, you know, it's really up to you. I flooded mine with crushed red pepper, but also have a slow burn dry rub. That's on a scale of 1 to 10, with a 10 being the hottest. Many people have rated it an 8. So, hey, you do what you do. You put that on any type of meat, man, some of the best pepper jelly. For it to be the first I've done, that's some of the best that I've done. Second, you know, one of my coworkers, I know it seems like that's all we talk is barbecue. He turned me on to another pepper jelly that a name brand Tabasco makes, and I have a jalapeno pepper jelly. So you can only imagine what type of heat that's going to bring. Third, and just to remind y'all again, I posted all this on my IG page. So me and my wife go grocery shopping. You know, of course, we got to keep the pantry and the freezer stocked. And, you know, we're tea drinkers. Some of us, we're coffee drinkers. I'm a coffee drinker. Some of us drink tea also. And, of course, we had to get our honey for our tea. And she's like, baby, look. They had a hot honey on the shelf, y'all. What do I mean by hot honey? Let me explain. Picture chili infused with a honey. You taste the sweetness of the honey. Not even a second later, that spice kicks right in. Another version of sweet heat, but in honey form. Can you imagine that on your favorite grilled or smoked wings, on your favorite smoked ribs? So you know I'm experimenting this weekend, just to let y'all know. So of course I got my Char Grillers competition smoker. Got it smoking right now, waiting for the temp to go up. We pushing on 200 right now. We just passed the 175 mark. I'm looking for 250, 300, somewhere in that range. So I got my baby backs on. I use the well-known rub from the Big Cock Ranch. It's called Bull. Though my podcast is live and uncut and fresh from scratch, you know I got to watch my language now. But you know what I mean, what this is called. It's a wonderful rub. I got my own personal dry rub. I call it Kitchen Crack. It's sweet heat. Very addictive. You can throw it on anything. That's what my wife says. Like Frank's. She put that on everything. And I also got a honey espresso rub that I created. What I use is I went to the local farmer's market. I found a dry honey that I mixed with one of your favorite dark coffees or even an espresso. You're basically creating it yourself. Mixed it with some garlic powder, a little onion powder. Mashed it up. And of course, you before any type of rub you decide you want to create on your own, you test it yourself. Again, this is a wonderful weekend to get your grill on. What have I been doing recently? So I got stories out the yin yang, but let me tell you how this weekend gonna fall. So of course Sunday, you know, we're gonna keep it small. It's under 10. You know, we're still living in the season of the what's the season? The COVID-19. We still definitely got to be careful about that. A lot of restaurants trying to open up. Some, they ain't taking no chances. You still call by phone. We deliver it at your doorstep. You get it at the door. You got to be safe at all costs, of course. If you rather do it yourself, you're a griller, pit master, kitchen extraordinaire, hey, buy the ingredients and cook it yourself. So we're going to get together tomorrow, have a little small group. Barbecue, of course, is on the menu. We got more baby backs, maybe some spare ribs, who knows. Looking at smoking a couple of pork butts. You know how that get down. Can't go wrong with pulled pork on a barbecue. Coleslaw, not everybody can do a good coleslaw. Who makes the best coleslaw to you? Of all the fast food spots that do coleslaw, you know KFC got a pretty decent coleslaw. You can't go wrong with that. Not everybody can do a good potato salad. Who does good potato salad? Not everybody. Let's see, what else we got going on? It's just so much that you can do on a three-day weekend. Have your little fun, get your sip on, kick it with a family. It can be just the ones in your household. Or if you decide to do a small group, remember, don't forget your social distancing. There's nothing wrong with social distance sipping. I had a buddy of mine when this pandemic first started. Man, he called me, and he stays maybe a block or two from me. It's like, Mac B., what you doing, man? I don't see no smoke. I just drove past your house. I said, man, I'm about to pull it out now so I can go ahead and at least smoke me some sausages. I'm just sitting in the house. You get stir crazy. Go outside, get my grill lit up, go back in the house to get my prepping and stuff done. And to find me some chicken, I'm going to throw some chicken and sausage on. Not even 5 minutes later, y'all, I get a phone call. Mac B, come to the driveway. I'm like, you outside? He's like, yeah, man. I go out there, he throws me a beer. Man, I just need to get my drink on. Social distancing, man. Stay 6 feet. What you got in the smoke? I got some sausages. We're going to throw them on, too. Hey, whatever way y'all choose to have fun, you do it how you do it. But make sure y'all do it safe and sound. Ain't nothing wrong with doing it by yourself. You got the right music. For me, I'm a 70s, 80s, 90s kind of guy. I was born in 78. I'm a 70s baby. I like my funk. I like a little pop here and there. I like a little bit of country and rock and roll. Don't judge me. My hip-hop, I got to go with my 80s, and I definitely got to go hard with my 90s hip-hop. When you got the right music for a barbecue, sometimes nothing can mess up that day. Nothing can mess up that afternoon. Nothing can mess up that evening. I might be in the mood for a little DMX, far as I know. I might be in that type of mood for a little Ron Isley and Ozzy Brothers. Shoot, I might want some Guns N' Roses because I'm in the jungle. You know how high they get sitting in front of a grill and a smoker with a bunch of meat on there? No homo for my man law people out there. I'm just saying. Hey, but again, 3-day weekend. We're going to enjoy ourselves. People be safe and sound. You know, I post everything that I do. What's on the menu? The usual. BBQ. Dry rubs. We always keep dry rubs on stock. You know, I'm real picky when it comes to sauce. Not everybody do sauce on the barbecue. My household is a household that love the dry rubs. Sauce is optional. Sometimes the sauce can take away from the good seasoning and flavor of a dry rub. If you want sauce, we put it to the side. I'm just saying, that's how my family do. We foodies. You know, what you want? You want to really taste the flavor or you want to drown it in the baptism of a sauce? I'm just saying, you don't want to do all that. So sauce is optional. Oh. And another thing, when you got a wonderful weekend and you got that extra day off, sometimes the weather plays a vital role. I'll never forget, I took off one weekend for me and my homeboys and the wives and everybody. We did a tailgate and we tailgated one of the games down here in the South. Of course, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so this is Falcons country. I'm a hometown Washington, D.C. Redskin fan. But it's my first time tailgating. Here's another story for you. When you tailgate, man, rain, sleet, hail, snow, man, sometimes it just don't matter because of the environment you're in. I've done the tailgating when it was 20-something degrees below. Our heat lamps went out. And when I tell you 6 o'clock hit and I started doing breakfast on the grill, that was our heat. By the time 6:15, 6:30 hit, another buddy came. He had a truck full of beer and the other type of heat. Man, it hits different. And then once that breakfast done and that sun come out and it hit about 50, 60 in the afternoon, you already know what the rest of the day gonna be like. So this is one of them type of days, y'all. It's about 82 over here where I'm at right now. But the crazy part about it, it's not a humid 82. It's really, really quite beautiful right now. Sitting out here on my cooler, hopping up here and there, popping me a cold one, looking at my grill, because of course the smoke is just going strong. I got my wood here. Just to let y'all know, of course I got my charcoal in, but I got a pear wood. For the ones that aren't familiar with pear wood, let me explain. Had a buddy of mine that was working on the patio in the back of his house, because he's like, hey, I'm hospitable. I'm trying to get all my peoples over here, my brothers and sisters. I want more grills back here. I'm trying to throw down back here. Y'all come, y'all ain't got to leave. We got extra rooms, barbecue, get your drink on. So he found out through the guy that was doing his woods. Yes, cutting all the trees, he had woods. That the trees that he cut down was pear wood. He calls me, Mac B, what's going on, chef? I'm like, I'm good, man. What's going on with you? Hey, I'm doing this yard back here, about to build this deck. I got some pear wood, you want it? Yeah, I take it. I said yes, not knowing what pear wood was all about. So I got off the phone with him. I said, hey, I'll pick it up this weekend. I got off the phone with him, like, Google, what is pear wood when it comes to smoking and grilling? I looked it up, man. Pear wood is similar to apple wood, but 3 times sweeter. So you can only imagine if you're doing something, let's just say like I did a stuffed pork tenderloin. And I stuffed the tenderloin with an apple cornbread stuffing. So basically I bought me a red apple, I chopped that thing up, I sautéed the apple in cinnamon, and I used a dry rub to sauté it in, and I sautéed it in butter. I did it till it was nice and soft, it had that heat to it because of the rub. I made my cornbread stuffing and mixed my apples with that. I threw a little dry rub on the cornbread. I butterflied my pork tenderloin and put the apple cornbread stuffing inside. Wrapped that thing up, tied it up with tied it up with my little cooking string and smoked it. Dude, rolled the whole tenderloin in dry rub. And of course, again, I post all of everything I do on Instagram, so you can see it on the Max Smoky Barbecue. When I tell you that thing, that tenderloin was smoked and flavored so good, I had to do it again 2 weeks later. I ain't waste no time in doing it again. So, I mean, that can be done on your grill, your smoker. It can even be done in the oven. Man, it was a beautiful thing. So, when the time is right, when the mood is right, the music is right, the weather, the environment, you're off on the weekend, you got that extra day off even after Sunday. Weekend, it's a perfect time to get your grill on. Grill and chill, get your smoke on, smoke you something. You can be a vegan and get your barbecue on. Who don't like grilled veggies? I'm just saying. Again, you guys enjoy your weekend. This is Chef Mac B, Mac Smoky Barbecue. I might mess around and throw another podcast up on this piece. I'm just saying, it's a 3-day weekend. It just depends how I feel. Hopefully y'all follow me on Instagram, Max Smoky Barbecue, everything lowercase. And you know I post everything that I do. Be safe. Make sure you guys are washing your hands like mama and grandma and great grandma and grandpa taught y'all to. Grill and chill. Smoke something. Before I sign out, I'm going to spend a special shout out to my bro, Big Mike, Home Field Advantage Podcast. Him and his wife, they just celebrated the 10-year anniversary. Shout out to my boss. They on the Dadder Day podcast. Have a listen. For all you dads out there, what the average daddies go through. It's a wonderful podcast. Check it out. To one of my DJs out there, my man DJ Throwback, my boy Big Mike, my homeboy Matt, all y'all, everybody. If I ain't name you, there's so many of you that I love and follow, and y'all follow me. Y'all know we're going to get down once this quarantine all said and done. Before I go, I got a poem for you. You know I got to leave you with something crazy. Roses are red. Violets are green. I just grilled me some sausage. The buns is where it's going in between. I know it was corny, but hey, whatever. Grill and chill. We out, y'all. Enjoy your weekend.